Today I want to talk to you about making powerful decisions. We make choices all day long. We decide what we're going to wear, where we're going to eat lunch. This is what we say. I don't know why we say this and where it came from. Well, it's time to make the $64 question or something like that, $64,000 question. Where are we eating lunch today? I don't know where we came up with that. It was just a saying that we always say, where are we going to eat lunch? Then you start throwing around the places and making a decision about where you're going to eat. And you make those kind of things every day. You make a decision. Some are larger, you know. Where are you going to live? Who are you going to marry? What church are you going to attend? Which should be God's decision. Amen. All those things should be. But there's some big decisions in life. There's small decisions in life. And I think if you learn to make the small decisions in a right way, you'll start making the big decisions in a right way. Amen. It's all about training. So I particularly think, church, that we are in a place where we need to really watch our decisions. We need to hear from God as we walk through these days right now. There's a lot of information right now. There's a lot of thought. There's a lot of conspiracy theory. Some true, some not true. There's a lot of things buzzing around. Amen. So these are days where we've seen a lot of injustice in our country. And some things that in my whole years of my life, I have to say, I've never seen anything like it at all. And we've seen lawlessness like we've never seen before. But we must remember that that this is also a time of great miracles. This is a time when God is moving. Just like Jesse sang today, even when we don't see it, you're working. And he is working. He's working right now. Now, we see a lot of it because we have connections where we get some good news. We get the right news. We know, I hope you've seen Brother Morello out there having such great success in his tent meetings in California. And he gets on TV and says, hey, don't get the wrong impression of California. Don't get the wrong impression. God is working mightily in California. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's just a lot going. So there's wonderful anointings, wonderful things going on. And I realize that you may feel like it's been a little bit of hell on earth. It's kind of shocking to you. But listen, let me remind you of something. You are the gate of heaven. You're the gate of heaven. And so we pray what? We pray kingdom come. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what we're praying, what we're declaring, what we're saying. And believe it or not, whether you feel like it or not, the ecclesia is the most powerful force on this earth. Amen. So let's look at Hebrews 11:24 right there. Having become great, Moses by faith refused, everybody say refused, to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a time. Esteeming, everybody say esteeming, the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. He was looking to the reward. I want you to notice three words that are written right here. Refused, choosing, and esteeming. Refused, choosing, and esteeming. Now, I want to look at these three words and see how they relate to you making quality decisions. Are you with me? There are actually seven steps to making quality decisions or making any decision. But these are the first three that we would look at to help us walk into the paths that God wants us on. So number one step would be to esteem. Is to esteem something means to give it some weight. To when you esteem something, you judge, you measure, you balance, you weigh it out carefully. Here's the best word. You hold it in high regard. You hold it in, if you esteem something, you hold it in high regard. Okay, so Moses esteemed The reproach of Christ, that's you'll get what that means in a minute. The reproach of Christ, greater value than the treasures of Egypt. In other words, he placed a higher value on suffering with his people than enjoying the pleasures that would be available to him in Egypt. Now come on, apply that. Let's apply it, okay? Moses placed a higher value on suffering with his people than enjoying the pleasures available to him as the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter. Okay? He esteemed it higher. I would say there's some integrity there. Wasn't just making a decision to try to make his life better. Wasn't making a decision just to get to do what he thinks he needs to do. Come on. It certainly was the harder road. Personally, that's the harder road. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He knew the will of God for his life, and he knew that it would afford him far greater riches in the end, and it did. Amen. In your decision-making process, you must first assign value to your choices. You need to assign value. What's the smartest, most wisest, most valuable thing to do? This calls for a level that a lot of people miss, but I believe you will take this today and do something with it. Sometimes it's to your own hurt. Sometimes everybody wants to do something and it looks like all the fun's leaving you and you're waving and going, I gotta go a different way. I can't do this. This is not the thing to do. Well, I like this. This has been so easy for me. But then you find yourself, you can't go that way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say something to you that I think will really help you. And I pray that you'll, and me too, church, me too, that we'll take this very seriously. Too many times we spin it the way we want it. Right, am I right? And you make excuses of why you can do what you're doing. Instead of just cutting bait and saying no. You actually, well, you know, this is right because when you know good and well it isn't right. When you know good and well you need to stand for something else. When you know good and well that you're harming people down the road, or you're setting up something that shouldn't be set up, or you're doing something that you shouldn't do, or you're participating in something you shouldn't participate in. Is this too hard for us? I don't think so. This is called integrity. This is called valuing something above, esteeming something above my comfort level. Do I like it? No. But sometimes the decision just has to be made. Amen. Now, you understand I'm telling you this in light of the times. You with me? You understand where I'm going. Okay. Church, I cannot be that pastor that can just go, well, just whatever we need to do to be popular. I can't do that, church. I can't do it. I had to vote Bible, and I have to tell you to vote Bible. I have to. I have to tell you that I believe that abortion is wrong. I have to do that. If they don't like that on Facebook, then we'll find another way. But I have to be that person. I'm not against people. I love people. But I'm not for all the behavior. And as an American, I should have the right to do what I believe. Not trying to rule the other people. They have their choice. But I need to make the choices that I highly esteem, what I would think is right. Amen. So can't go with whatever the richest person in the church, if they want to line my pockets, can't go with it. Can't go with it. Can't go with it. Have to give money back sometimes. Can't go with, well, we can do this because I'll go ahead and let this wolf in here because they have money. Can't do that. That's not highly esteeming you.
No, that's true.
Can't react and say, well, someone did this, so now I have the right to do that. No. There's no cheating situations. Oh, Jesus, thank you for that. So what carries the most weight? In your decision making, what carries the most weight? Is pleasing God more important than pleasing other people? That's what we have to decide. God's approval should be more valuable than looking to your friends. Doesn't mean you don't love your friends. Doesn't mean you don't love your family. But His approval is what you're looking for. Step two is refuse. To refuse is to deny, to denounce, reject, or disown. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He denounced his position as a member of the royal family so he could pursue the will of God. He could no longer sit quietly while his people suffered. And it's quiet in here today. I'm telling you the truth, though. See, he refused. I'm going to say it right now. He refused to stay connected to Israel's oppressors. Might make you a little uncomfortable not to get to do some of the things you've done, or buy from who you bought from, or whatever you did. Might turn out a different way. Might have to sell off some of your stocks that you don't approve of what they're doing or what they have in their product or who they're sending money to. Or you might have to. I've had to. And I was making money too. But you have to ask Holy Spirit about that. You do. You have to ask Holy Spirit about it. But you'll know what's right and what isn't. Am I talking to the right group? Yeah. Amen. We can't just build a church on what we like. And we can't just build a church on all of our addictions. We can't just gather because we're all addicted to something. All of us have been getting free for years. No condemnation. But you can't just build a church around that. You have to build a church around God's word, God's integrity, and God's will. Whether we're doing it all perfectly or not is not the issue. It's what we put up there that we know is right. I've talked to you recently, and he said, you know, there's just things I'm still doing. There's just things. So it's with all of us. We're all growing. Just don't quit. Right. Just keep going. And just be honest about it. And not make a spin about it. We've had enough spins. We see them spinning every day. I don't know. I'm just making a new decision, a quality decision, church, to watch, to ask the Holy Spirit to help me not spin things, to make it more comfortable for me. I'm happy about this. You know why? Because we're going to turn out like Moses. We're going to turn out having gone over that Red Sea, and all the enemies just going to go down. That is the truth. We don't gather together because we're all alike. We gather together because we're all different. And covenant works like that. We're not all cowboys. We're not all whatever people are in here. I don't even know. I'm a cowgirl, so. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's just the way I've lived my life. But I'm telling you, that's not how it's supposed to be. We're a mixture of people who are called here. We're called here by God. This is not Walmart. This is not the place where you shop and decide. This is where you're called. If you run out of what I like, then I'm moving on. Or if I don't like how you checked me out at the checker, at the checker checks you out. Miss Kathy used to chase the thieves out of Walmart, and they had to make her stop. I think she's about to get... I know that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I just like it. But it's true. This is not like picking out the good movie that you like. It's not about the sin of preference. It doesn't matter whether you like the music or not, as long as the Holy Spirit likes it. And then you'll just get in there with it. Amen. Listen, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know all of your hearts. But this is worthy to say today. This is worthy to say because of the time that we're in and what is just ahead. Amen. And so he refused to stay. And then when you refuse, that enables you to take the next step, to choose. If you refuse, then you can choose. He chose to suffer affliction with God's people that led to deliverance for them all. Because, church, whether you like it or not, life is not just about you. Amen. You're going to help some people. You're going to help some people. It just seems to me that a lot of folk can sure switch sides quickly. I see that in two ways, on two levels. Of course, I've been a pastor here for 18 and a half years, and then I was a pastor with Pastor John and Pastor Walt and Pastor Lee and Sue, and I've worked in churches for a long time. And I always see how people will come into the local church and they'll get built up, built up, built up, built up, and do very well. And then they get one little thing that offends them and they're gone. And they forget all about the good. They forget all about the good, how you paid their way, how you did all this stuff for them. We've given people places to live. Pastor John and them have always done that. And then, boy, boom. And then I see it on this level, and I'll just make this as clear as possible. Just a few days ago, we watched the Republican Party just, thank you, Jesus. Not all, but some. I don't want to be that person that just flips over, because they were doing what was right. And I know fear came. And that's another thing we watch out for. Watch out that you don't flip over and go another way because of fear. I'm going to listen to this myself. Step three is to choose. Don't miss that. He had to refuse so he could choose. If you are in debt or experience lack, sickness, disease, you must first refuse to accept the negative circumstances. If there's lack right now, if you're behind, if you're in debt, refuse that so you can choose more than enough. You refuse it. I hope so is not a good enough phrase. That means you're not refusing anything. No, I refuse lack. The Bible says, never shall I lack. The Lord is my shepherd. Never shall I decrease. I'm going to refuse that. Well, you know, you might get persecuted for wanting to be blessed. So you'll have to make a decision. Are you going to flip over? You're going to flip over because somebody doesn't like that you believe in prosperity. However, because you're prosperous is the reason why people get saved every day. Isn't that right? Your partners with ministries that go out and minister, people here winning people to Jesus all the time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Miss Deb can pull them in, I'm telling you. She don't waste anything. Her radar goes out, I'll be right back. Oh, this is so-and-so. She just accepted Jesus. I'm like, you did that in 30 seconds. That's pretty good. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I need to move on down the line here. So, you know, when you feed a baby and they don't like it, what do? Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. That is his or her way of refusing. How many times did that green stuff come right back out when you try to put it in baby's mouth? They just spit it out and said, where's the banana? They wanted the banana. Amen. Or if you're moon pie, it's coffee. I want coffee. Y'all know who Moon Pie is? Okay. She wants coffee. She's a little weenie dog. And she talks on Facebook. You got to look at it. It's darling. So, this is exactly what we should do. Spit it out. When the devil tries to serve you something that doesn't line up with the word, spit it out. Refuse it. Choose those things that bring peace and wholeness and happiness. Esteem. What do you place higher value on? Refuse, reject, and disown. Choose, pick the way you're going to go. Okay? This is about decision making. Then come the action steps. You will forsake the wrong plan. You will endure. Hang in there until you get the results. You will continue doing what you know to do regardless of the situation. Obey God and he'll help you walk out the quality decision that you made. So those steps were forsake, endure, and continue. Okay? And the fourth one on that is you'll pass through to victory. Now, if you think about it, that's everything that just happened from Moses to the Red Sea. That's exactly what all of them did. They were like, no, no. Now, I realize there were some stragglers. When the enemy started coming up in the back, he that hath an ear, let him hear. When the enemy starts coming up in the back, you're going, oh, you brought us out here to die. God didn't bring you out here to die. He'll take you all the way through. If you were born in this time, if you're listening in the sound of my voice, you have already have everything in you built in. You were built for this time. You're built for this time, and you can absolutely do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I can say that, Lord. Yeah, okay. I'm downloading. Hang on here. Okay. So listen, right now today, church, there is not one person within the sound of my voice that is unworthy. God finds no fault in you. You are worthy of whatever God is calling you to do because Jesus made you worthy. So you're like, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. Join the club. I don't even remember some of the things I did. Praise the Lord. But the Lord doesn't remember them all, at all. If God's calling you to certain things, you can do it. He'll get you up in the morning and put you to bed at night, but he'll help you. The thing about the grace life, church, is if he asks you to do anything, he gives you the grace to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Decisions can be uncomfortable for a moment. You could even have to change your circle of friends. But it'll bring peace and wholeness and happiness, and you know you're in God's will. There's no safer place to be. And you, that doesn't mean you're unkind to people or it's this side and that side. There's no side, particularly the body of Christ. There's no side. We're all on the same side. Amen. So, but decisions will often not bring the choice that brings immediate relief. Sometimes you'll decide things. See, we like that. Okay, there's too much pressure. I'll just quit. Well, I just can't believe that preacher got up there and said that. And so, you know, boy, think how many different households you would have lived in if you left every house that you didn't like something that was said. Right? You'd be really gone. I mean, but there's commitment, there's covenant, there's family. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not always going to bring immediate relief. We can't always say, okay, well, just let them have it because bad things have happened now, so we're just going to let them have it. We're not. No, we're not. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not even trying to talk in code, but I got to move on here. So, and we don't need to know how to. I don't want to say that right. We don't just need to know how to make decisions. We need to know when to make decisions. Let me say that. Let's go that way. We need to know when to make decisions. And so we need to know when not to make decisions. And I like to use the word halt. H-A-L-T. Never make important decisions if you are hungry. You know, the Snicker commercial, hangry. So, you know, but don't make when you're hungry. Do not go shopping at H-E-B when you're hungry. Never make important decisions if you're angry. That's the A. Never make important decisions if you're lonely. Never make important decisions if you're tired. If you're pressed for a decision or manipulated to making one, don't make it. You need to buy our Super Deluxe. It's going to be on sale only today. Today only. You need to get this. If you buy this today, it's $5 off. It'll take off every wrinkle. But you got to get it today. Tomorrow, it won't take the wrinkles off. Only today. Praise the Lord. So you can't be pressured into being manipulated. That's all it is manipulation. And, of course, our favorite, if lust is involved. And you all understand lust isn't just about sex. It's about eating, drinking, smarting off, speaking fluent sarcasm. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me with that one. Boy, do I need help there. I just love that such and such, and I need to have it right now. I need to have this bag right now. Gucci, it's on sale for... It will only be $5.99 today. Tomorrow it's going up to $8.99. I need to get it. Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away, and chill out and then ask the Holy Spirit about it. Just make it a habit of walking away and then finding out if you're really going to like it or not. It doesn't have to be like, I would look so good in this. You know, you wear a purse. Man, this is heavy, but anyway. You got to look nice when you wear your purse. This is like, I don't know what kind this is. Calvin Klein. So, Kate Spade, Calvin Klein, Michael Kors, what you got? She's wearing, I don't know. She's got, see, Walmart, Target. Hey, I've actually had a Walmart purse that lasted longer than one of my brands I won't mention. Okay, praise the Lord. But I mean, whatever blesses you and pleases you, that's good. God wants to bless you. But you know, the super duper vacuum cleaner that you might not need, you might want to step back, and then if the Lord says, get that, get that. We had a family discussion about dogs last night, which is not uncommon at our table. And my sister-in-law, I love her so much. She's awesome. She said, I can't believe people are paying $500 to $800 for dogs. I'm sitting there going, she's so cute. She hasn't paid for a dog in a long time, you know. But I sold my point. I said, but you see, when you pay for a pedigree, they're so smart and they look so good and they're just so easy to deal with, and except for those that jump on everybody when they come into your house. But I sold it to her. What does this have to do with what I'm preaching about? Nothing. Let's get back on the subject. Actually, it's about making decisions. So, I'll tell you about, I had a dog decision one time with Mackie. He's been in heaven a long time. But I told the Lord, and he was like $750 or something. It was a long time ago. And I said, wow, Lord. No, he was $900. He was $900. And it was just, this was a long time ago. And I told the Lord, I said, wow, Lord, that's a lot of money back for a dog. And the Lord immediately said this to me, not for that one. And he is a good one. They're smart. They understand 6,000 words. I love it. Except for Gracie. She's about 16,000 words. Okay. Now, but you see what I'm saying? It's all up to what the Lord, with you and the Lord. So you don't need to make lustful decisions. Don't make decisions based on how your emotions are at that moment. So just back off. When emotions run high, I remember we had a super duper car salesman one time. He said, ladies, this car is just for you. Da, da, da. You need to buy this car. No, 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 no. And we walked away and said, Jesus, should we walk away from this? And the Holy Spirit said, run. You know, you do you see what I'm telling you about esteeming and refusing? You have the power to walk away from anything and everything that's going to cause you trouble. Amen. Look at Matthew 7:24. Let's go there and we'll start closing up here. I hope you receive this today. Because in these times, and I know we're talking about stuff, but I'm talking about any kind of decision you have in your life. I've just tried to be lighthearted for a minute because this is a touchy subject, I realize. But praise God. You can take it. Are you there, 7:24? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. When Jesus said, he who hears my sayings, he was saying, he who allows what I say to impact you. Do you allow what Jesus is saying to impact your life? That's what this is saying. If you let his word impact you, then you're like a wise man who has a house on a firm foundation. God's word is going to impact you. So our life is the house here, okay? The life you have built. What kind of life have you built? The life you are building. If you build it on the word of God, if you build it on what God says, if you build it on love, if you build it on forgiveness, if you build it on wisdom, you're going to have a good structure. Amen. So, but I want you to notice that the storm came to the wise and the unwise. The storm came to the rock and to the sand. Storms come. But interesting enough, all storms are from decisions. They come from a decision you made. They come from a decision someone else made. They come from the decision that Adam made, that through this world, this world system, it's made it what it is today. Adam made the world system by what he chose to do, right? Jesus came along and changed that for us. Glory to God. Amen. So, but they were all decision. Now, the way out of the storms is based on what? Decisions. Remember when we had the word the Lord told us to stay out of the walls of Jericho? Don't you be judging. Don't you get into it because they're going to come down. Okay. So, the way out of storms is if you repent if you made a mistake. I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. I got emotional for a moment. I command a crop failure over those words. If you need to apologize to someone, you do that. If you behaved a certain way or did something a certain way, you repent. In other words, you change how you're doing it. You change what you think. And then you decide if someone else makes a mistake, you forgive. And then you decide to use your authority as far as the world system. As far as what Adam did, now that you're in Christ, you use your authority and you command your world.
That's right. That's right.
You command your world. You have authority over your world. Whatever's going on out there, you have authority over your world, over your house. You have authority over your mind. You have authority over your dreams. You have authority over what visions and everything you see. You have the authority over it. You have the authority over fear. You don't have to take any of it. You have the authority. God gave it back to you. It was written in Genesis 1. Adam lost it. Jesus got it back. And you have dominion. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You're like, well, it's about people and they. Well, you make the right choices and they will leave you alone. Amen. If you keep blah, 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 then the enemy stirs them up. Amen. So we've all done it. We all need to step away from it. So now notice that he said the guy with the firm foundation allows the word of Jesus to impact him. That's the main thing I wanted to get to. Church, this is your greatest anchor, your greatest tool for decision making is that the word of God impacts you. It will tell you, it'll be an impact on you. It will tell you how to behave, and it gives you the power to behave like you want to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can do it. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you. Okay. So you need to decide to use your authority, and then you need to become fully aware of the word in your life. When you let the word impact you, you've already made some quality decisions. If the word impacts you, you've made quality decisions. There are certain things that right now you don't even do anymore. If you've been around the word long enough, maybe not around church long enough, but around the word long enough, and you paid attention to it, then you begin to change. Quality decisions are better than decisions. Because they last for more than a minute or two or a day or two. When you know, like I said, when you look back on your life, you probably realize that there's some things that you're not even tempted to do. You're just not going to cheat someone. You have enough integrity to not do this or not do that or spin it to think you should get to do it. This is where this ends right here. Okay? This is where you'll start going, okay, to my hurt, even though I think this is a good idea and I'd like to do this, this can't be right. Okay? So you're that way right now, aren't you? Hey, if there's habits you have and you haven't overcome, don't start condemning yourself. Just keep going. Just keep going. You'll be all right. Everybody in here has to look straight ahead because we've all are still on our way. But as you go, you find out you've laid down these tracks where you're just saying, uh-uh, not going back there. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to blame God for cancer and people dying. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to agree with this because it's the popular thing in America. Sometimes, you know, you make the right decision. Sometimes you don't. You've messed up. But keep going. Just move on. Don't start hanging around there. You're all right. But usually if you make a quality decision, you'll do it right. You'll do it right because it's right. The Word of God has cultivated that love and honor in you. There's some honor in you. That's what one reason I'm so grateful for the Copelands. Brother Copeland taught us honor. Pastor John taught us honor. It's about honor. It's just not about doing what you want to people, for just because you want to get to. Amen. So when you're making a decision, you'll be on the rock if you go with the Word. And the Word says this too, let peace be your umpire. Here's another decision maker. Your peace is involved in decision making. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. It's like an umpire. To which you are called in one body, and be thankful. So you've got that peace while you're up there swinging the bat. You've got that peace. He's looking like this. He's going to make a call. Peace is going to make a call. Right? Ball. Okay, you already know. That's not coming over the plate. This isn't coming over the plate, so my peace is trying to leave me. Y'all get me? You got to think about it, ball players. You can see it. He's right over there. It's coming right over. If it's not there, it's not there. So if you don't have peace about something, don't do it. Now let's get personal, and then I'll run out of the room so y'all can't hurt me. No, I'm kidding. Your personal priorities will really help you in your decision making. Your personal priorities, okay? What I mean by that is, what are your goals? What are your goals? Can you get to your goal and your dream by making this decision you're about to make? Can you get to your goal or your dream by a decision you're about to make?
That's good. Oh boy, that's really good.
Is this helping y'all?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna meddle quickly and move on out. Okay, what are your goals? Can you get to your goal and your dream by your decision? Do you need a vacation or a car? Do you need a haircut or a hot dog? Do you need a bill paid or to buy a round of Happy Meals for everybody? Do you need to pay your bill or to buy a new iPad or a Gucci purse? Do you need to buy a boat or fix your children's teeth? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. It's just what you go, well, we got to get those things for the children. We need to do that, or your own, or whatever. What's your goal? So if you don't have that goal, I don't have a problem with it, but I just put some things out there so you could see. What's your goal? Here's a good one. Are you pursuing debt freedom? Well, then stop charging. Don't charge over what you can pay off that month, or what you have. You know, you see what I'm saying? If you're going to be debt-free, start using your confession on it. If you're going to be debt-free, work on it a little bit. Say, confess who you are. Amen. There's a lot of people in here who are debt-free. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I know that haircut or hot dog is a hard thing, but especially if you used to go to Chilada Dog, but it's not. But and did you know that when you start making the right decisions like that, you'll probably get to have both? Right? You will. You, when you're out of debt, you can do a lot of great things. When you have enough, what does Keith Moore say? He says, you don't want the month to be longer than your money, your finances coming in. When the month gets longer than your finances coming in, there's a problem. Well, you'll get to the place where that isn't happening. If you're not, I'll look at your faces. Most of you are already there. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, this is real important. Now, you're like, well, I don't know. I'm going to just take 1 minute to say this. I don't know what to do because I am short. I'm working all the time. And but it still doesn't meet. Well, make a quality decision to talk to the Lord about it. And make a quality decision to do what Pastor Danny told you today. Be a giver. Because if you are a giver, it will come right back to you and then even more.
That's right.
And put your faith on that. Amen. And you will not run short and money won't be a big problem to you. So what about time decisions? What are you going to spend your time on? What's priority to you? Sometimes you'll have to choose short-term denial to get long-term benefits. Okay? So we live our lives by principles, not emotions. You cannot respond to every situation according to what you think or feel about that situation. Amen? What does God's word say about it? You have to go beyond that. You change from living an emotional life to living a principle-centered life. The principle is the royal law of love. That's the principle. The principle is faith. The principle is integrity. We all grow into it. I remember Brother Copeland's story of he was in there having a meeting somewhere and some guy smarted off and got mad and started swinging at him. And his decision was he just popped that guy and knocked him back in and broke all the sheetrock down, and the guy was stuck with his rear end in the sheetrock. Now, Brother Copeland wouldn't do that today, but as he was growing up, that's what he, some of you are going, yeah. He wouldn't do that today, but he grew, didn't he, and began to make the right choices. And now he's the biggest subject on making quality decisions. It was a reaction, but you'll stop making those reactions the more you grow. Amen. He doesn't have that kind. Now people have persecuted him and come against him, and he just loves them. We'll grow up to be like him, like Jesus. Amen. Choices are a lordship issue. God must be first in your life. If he's first in your life, then he is first in how you choose to spend your time. It means his call on your life is the course you choose to pursue. Amen. If you're going to take hold of your God-ordained tomorrows, you will have to reach beyond your yesterdays. Now, as I close, I want to really make you aware of why I'm teaching this on this particular day. It certainly is about your personal success, because I want you to have that. God wants you to. It is. But I'm talking about making specific choices in this time we're living in. This is really a time to be wise, church. It's really a time to stay with integrity. With things that have happened, it's hard to stay away from being offended. The things you see on television, the way people have been treated, the way the President of the United States has been treated, the different things that have gone on there, the way some of the others have been treated. It would be easy to be offended, but being offended can cause mistakes that can damage people and change things up for many years. And you don't want to go on that. Amen.